Hey, you guys.
Welcome back to another episode of Connecting With Your Higher Self. I'm Chris.
And I'm Alicia.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Yesterday was Thanksgiving.
So today is Black Friday.
And I stayed in my home all day.
But no, you online shopped.
I didn't. Well, yes, I did. But I didn't pay for anything yet.
How was y'all Thanksgiving? Let us know in the comments below.
Oh, I'm good. I'm gonna just be burping.
Alright. So, as y'all know, like, every year, we really gotta change this tradition, but we go over each other's family's houses. We go to Alicia's first, then we finish it off at my parents' house. And you know what? It was the whole day. It was a solid day.
I gotta tell y'all, I cooked Thanksgiving dinner today. Me and my grandmother cooked Thanksgiving dinner today. I mean, not today. Yesterday for Thanksgiving. And it was a lot of work. I'm not gonna lie to you. It was my first time doing it. And we had to do it before Thanksgiving. So Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday we did all the desserts and all the easy stuff we can get out the way. Collard greens and cabbage. We did we prepped the turkey. We did all the desserts, meaning we did like four pies and a chocolate cake. We did double eggs, but we changed the name and we called them angel eggs because period.
That's my baby.
And we did, what else did we do? I don't know. It felt like so much that Wednesday. I had to take breaks and my mama was like, she didn't take any breaks. It was crazy. Like, seriously. But, yeah, it was a lot. And then the next day, I just wanted to chill and eat. But, yeah, still work had to be done. I had to finish the ham, the turkey, but the food was amazing.
No, I gotta admit, bro, I really fucked that food up. When we got to my parents' house, we didn't even eat because yeah. I was full. We was full off one plate.
Bro, I didn't even get to make a second plate, and I usually do two plates on Thanksgiving, but I couldn't even do that. Like, I filled it up, but I didn't fill it up that much. Like, it was so good, though, and I didn't eat, like, all day. I just had a granola bar, I think. So.
That's because black people don't eat on Thanksgiving.
Until that dinner is ready. So, yeah, the ham was delicious. I don't eat turkey, by the way, so.
Unless it got gravy.
I just had ham. Well, I don't eat it at all.
No, I'm saying, like, unless I got gravy. Okay. It got to have gravy on it, bro. It's literally bone dry without gravy. I don't care how much you fucking basted.
I was about to say, we basted it. We put the needle in the thing. That was so much fun doing that for me. Like, I love that. And it, like, you could see the turkey, like, pop up. Honestly, like, doing it, like, with the turkey raw and everything, even the ham, I'm like, dang, this is a living creature. I was low-key, like, thinking that in my head, like,
because just holding funny.
It and it being so heavy, and I'm like, you was really alive at a point, and now we about to eat you for Thanksgiving. The ham was good, but the turkey was like, I ain't eat the turkey.
That fucking turkey had a family.
Yeah, that's what I was monsters. Thinking while seasoning it up, like, with the onion powder. I'm like, dang. But that food was so good. I'm grateful I learned everything, how to learn, how to cook it and everything, because it was some lessons in there, too. So
It was at your parents' house. I loved it. It was like a legit, it felt like a legit traditional Thanksgiving. Like, we even did a traditional football game in the
back, I know, right?
In the backyard, but that's, it wasn't the backyard because we live in the hood, so it was the street.
I was thinking, like, yo, we could low-key do it in the backyard, but then looking at the backyard, I'm like, that little patch of grass.
Bro, first of all, if all of us were to stand in the, would there be nothing? Like there'd be no room to go.
Yeah, I know. So, first we, I remember, I don't know if it was Thanksgiving, but years ago, we played football outside in the snow over in the parking lot. And that was such a fun day. And I remember just, I was younger at this point, so I was like in single digits. And I just remember doing cartwheels on the side. Now, I'm, like, really into football now. I know some things, and I'm like, remember when we played football outside in the snow? And they were like, yeah, you all want to play football again? And it's like, yeah, what's up? You feel me? And I'm playing to win, you know?
Malachi walked up to me. He was like, you got your football? I was like, yeah. He was like, all right, bet. I'm going to go get my shoes.
Yo, Malachi was, first of all, let me tell you about Malachi. This is Malachi, my little brother. So he comes down while we're cooking food. This is when y'all are still out. He comes down, was like smelling the food, I guess. And he's like slowly walking in, like looking around like, y'all ain't done yet. And we're like, my mama was like, 10 more minutes, baby. 10 more minutes, okay? No, I don't even think she said 10 more minutes. I think she said, we almost done. And he was like, I'll be back in 10 minutes. I was like, wow. So we got 10 minutes left. And he was the first one to eat. I vlogged and everything, so it's on YouTube. And I made his plate. And I'm like, how's it taste? I was like, I'm getting your first taste right here. Like, how's it taste? And he just kept on eating. So I'm like, I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's
it.
Yeah.
He ain't stopped to say nothing. So I guess that's a good thing. But yeah, then when they all came in, my uncle and my cousin came in, that's when he came down to play football. Because you know he would have been upstairs in that room all day.
Literally. When we came back in, he went back up. No, actually, he watched the game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We was watching the game.
What was I going to say? When we was playing football, my father-in-law, for some reason, decided to have a heart. And because the next-door neighbor, like, they're little kids. Like, I want to say, like, 11 and under. They wanted to play too. So they was like, we divided them and like made the teams even and everything. My father-in-law, like, literally every fucking play that they, now me and Alicia are on opposite teams, and me and Malachi, my brother-in-law, are on the same team. Bro, tell me why every single play we scored and every single play they like handed it off to one of the kids, because he kept saying, give it to the kids.
Give it to the kids. The first mistake was, y'all want to play?
Yeah, bro. Like,
because they was staring like they was like, oh, this is cool.
First of all, they just walked over and played, to be honest with you.
Nuh-uh. He asked them.
No,
he asked them because they were staring, looking like, oh, this is so cool. They're playing football. Like, okay. He was like, y'all want to play? And he was like, yeah, come on, guys, come on.
Nah, because I thought, I had, like, noticed it when they was just, like, coming over, like, coming to the, like, formations and everything. And I'm like,
okay, yeah. I guess. Got the smallest kid. He had to be about, like, 5 years old or, like, maybe 7 and small for his age.
We had to
6 small for his age. I don't know.
Bro, we had to fucking like restrict ourselves from like actually like putting aggression and like aggression and like having like a football mindset, because my father, he was like, oh, like, have speed, they kids, have speed. And me and Malachi, like, to tell them to get off the fucking game. Because, bro, we was moving at a smooth pace without them. Real shit. Bro. Smooth pace, cool. Now we had to, like, put caution on. Then your grandmom came in. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yo, my mom came out with the apron still on, talking about, let me in the gate. Mind you, I tried to get her out there already. I'm like, come on, my mom, come on, it's going to be fun. And she's like, no, I'm going to stay here. Da, 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 da. So then she comes out about 10 minutes later. I don't know how long it was. She comes out and is like, I'm going to play. Whose team am I on? And my dad's like, so this is my dad's mom. So he's like, go in the house, mom. No, go in the house. You too old.
All you heard was mom.
Going aside. Like, he's like, literally, he's like, you can't play with the apron on. Then I remember the play when she threw the apron in the air and tried to distract somebody.
She threw it at your mom's face. Bro, I sat there. Me and Malachi were playing safety, so we're behind, like, everything. I watched your grandmom the whole time because something was just like, What is she about to do? Because she was sticking your mom, and I'm like, well, this is going to be interesting, so I got to see this. I see her as your dad's like, Blue, 42, Blue. She's literally hands behind her back, undoing the apron slowly. As soon as he says, hut, boom, swipe, that shit floats off like, choom. She grabs it swiftly right at your mom's face, and your mom, dramatic as she fucking is, she's like, ah! I can't. She just, and the apron stayed on there like someone threw a flag on the prayer. And here go your uncle. Apron on the ground. Bro.
I just remember her saying flag on the play. Bro, I didn't even.
Yeah, because what your grandmom did was illegal. That was 100. She would have been kicked out the game. That's a 15-yard penalty, and she's ejected.
Was she on your team or my team?
Our team. She was on literally whatever team your mom was. Because
you know my mom kept on switching sides.
No, she was always offside.
Bro, she was on your team, then came on my team, then came on your team.
Bro, that's because, first of all, I live in your mom's head rent-free, literally.
Oh, my gosh. My mom was just, she was all over the place, wanted to be QB. And I'm like, look, I need either my Uncle Rob or my dad to be QB. Bro, literally. I'm the center, and it's like, it's not working with y'all just playing, talking about giving to the kids.
When you was hiking the ball to your dad, and your mom would be like, y'all would both be like, move.
Like... I be trying to push her away, and she, like, first of all, remember when it was silent, and he was like, she ain't gonna know what to do if you don't call it, like, because she was just behind me, and I'm like, why didn't he call it yet? And I'm like, that's why. I'm trying to push her off the way.
Off the way.
Like, bro, it was just so bad. I think, what was the score? I think we got, what, one touchdown?
Y'all got one touchdown. We got seven.
Y'all got seven touchdowns?
I scored that's two. Ridiculous. Malachi scored two. The one bull, like, that was 2-2, that's four. And then the kids scored, like, each kid scored, like, three touchdowns that we hit.
Honestly, and then they got the big kids. We got the little kids. Then the one little man got hurt.
Bro, his family was
laughing at him.
Bro, I was like, yo, it wasn't funny. But them laughing at it, literally, I had to, like, turn and walk away. Because that shit was... I felt bad
when they was laughing
bro,
at
it. Bro, when they was laughing, I was fucking crying. I was like, y'all ain't shit. Y'all little niggas ain't shit. He was on the ground, like, he looked like an actual athlete got hurt. He was, like, pounding the ground, like, sorry, coach.
I was like, take a knee. Ain't nobody listening to me.
Bro, it cracked me up when he was walking back into the house. Everybody started clapping. I was like, all right.
Yeah, I was like, it's okay. Walk it out. I was like, walk it out. And they said, you mean walk it off? And I was like, walk it out. I walk it out. And then we just forgot about the whole thing.
And we just continued playing. And
went back to the game. Yo, we had this girl on our team. And I was like, can you throw? She said, yeah.
She couldn't.
Because she wanted to be the QB.
I think I intercepted her, actually.
Yo, not to mention the one time when... Oh, my gosh. It was just so many things wrong with this game. Not to mention the one time when I'm trying to block everybody from her because she's supposed to be running the ball. I'm right in front of them. She continues to run right where I am as I'm blocking them all off, talking about, you got to move out the way. Move around me, sis. They're all trying to tag you with their two hands. Mind you, she's young, so I'm just like, move around me. I was blocking them from you. You could have went around. She's like, you're in the way. You're blocked. Babes, get off the team. Get off the team. And then I'm like, stop passing. I'm talking to my Uncle Rob because me and him on the same page. It's my dad that want to be passing it to the kids.
Your Uncle Rob was open at least four times, bro.
Bro, I'm like.
In the end zone.
I'm like, okay, so I need you to either be open. I need something to happen. I should have been a quarterback.
I don't know why. Your dad would take the ball. The plays in motion, he would look down the field.
And then pass it to the person right next to him.
I guarantee you, two people were open, because there was a lot of people on your team. He would pump fake it and then proceed to hand it off to
the
smallest child.
And have them like, run it.
But he did it like we didn't know what the fuck he was going to do.
Mind you, I told after every single play when they got touched, I said, I'm playing to win. And my Uncle Rob just sitting here laughing. I'm like, I'm serious.
At this point, like, yeah.
I'm like, I'm playing to win, guys. And we are losing so bad. I like, It was ridiculous. After every time they had the ball, they made a touchdown. We had the ball again. It was ridiculous. It was literally ridiculous.
That was her pre-Thanksgiving into Thanksgiving. While she was doing that, I was spending time with my pops, going to a couple different stores with them and everything.
Wait, what you mean? You talking about Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I'm talking about the day before. You know how you said you
cooked? Okay, Wednesday.
Yeah, so like while you're cooking, this is what I'm doing.
Okay.
Yeah. Spend time with my pops, spend time with my grandma, my dad's mom. Waited till my mom. My mom got off work early and she picked my other grandmama up, her mom. So I spent time with the four of them. My grandmom Doris started cooking. Because that's why she came over. She was making everything from scratch. My grandma Venery came down, and me and her was sitting at the dining room table. You know how my joint set up? Mm-hmm. So my joint set up like the dining room table is in the dining room. There's no wall to separate it from the kitchen. So my grandma is in the kitchen, like, making the food. And me and my grandma, I put on, like, the Jeffersons or something. I put on What's Happening. We sitting there, we kicking it, we laughing. I'm spending time with my grandma. We cool. My grandma Venery finished eating, goes upstairs. First of all, she don't say a word. I'm thinking, all right, grandma, I'm just going upstairs. All right, grandma, I'm seeing you, da-da-da. Mm-hmm. My grandma Doris walked around. She was singing the Temptations to herself. She was like, it was just my imagination. Venery's ass said she was going to sit down here with me and she done went the fuck upstairs. I be damned.
That's really how she talk, y'all.
No, like, that no, is no joke. And I was, first of all, I was high. So I was like fucking bawling out laughing. I was like, don't worry, grandma, I'll keep you company. She was like, well, if it's all I got. I was like,
not if it's all I got.
Yeah, you think I be playing,
bro? Yo, your grandma was mad at me at Thanksgiving.
My grandma was mad at everybody at Thanksgiving. So my grandma Doris and my grandma Venery are the two funniest people I know, I swear to God.
Oh my gosh.
So my grandma Doris, I remember when we was at Thanksgiving, like we were playing games. We at my house now. So we playing games. We already full from Alicia's house to eat. And I wanted to eat so bad there. But we playing a game. It's like Pictionary. What's it called? Ready, Steady, Go.
No, baby.
What's it called?
It's called Win, Lose, or Draw. Ready, Steady, Go. Like, what?
Win, Lose, or Draw. So we doing that game, and I'm trying to think. No, wait, I'm tripping. No, we did do that game. But when we did Family Feud, remember we played Family Feud?
Yeah.
My grandma and my cousin, who was like my sister, shout out Kiana, they was going up against each other. So you had to put your hands like a couple inches away from the bell and like hit the bell, you know, like in Family Feud. So, bro, tell me why when my dad, who was playing Steve Harvey, he was like, he read the question. My grandma and Kiana both reached for the bell. It got knocked over and Kiana hit it. And my grandma looked at her and she did. My grandma, when she points her finger at you and you know you fucked up, she takes it and she curls it. Because that's what she used to do. She used to grab you up under the fucking underarm, like that meat right there, and twit. I swear to God, whatever we did to deserve that, we ain't never do again. So it's like the motion. I got flashbacks from seeing that. She looked at her and she was like, listen, you move that fucking bell again, I'm fuck you up. And she was like, what? I ain't moved the bell. She was like, you did. She was like, yo. I was laughing so fucking hard, yo.
Oh my gosh. It was funny.
Bro, both, that's what I'm saying. Both our Thanksgivings, like, that was, it was a good day.
Yeah.
Tell me why we won in Family Feud twice and my mom and them wanted to be mad as shit.
They was mad because they only won in the Pictionary game, which is basically win, lose, or draw. They won in that.
Because they was cheating with
They was talking so much trash. They was so much trash. It was so much trash talk, bro. From both sides.
My cousin Kiara, like, oh my God. Who is Kiana's sister? I'm trying to think. I think it was somebody on our team, and they had said an answer, and Kiara had looked like, anyways, so we, oh no, that's when we was playing Family Feud.
Is that when we was playing Family Feud?
Yeah, because my dad had said it. She was like, uh-huh. Anyway.
Answer.
Anyway, what so we play, bros.
Oh my gosh. No, remember, yo, they clowned me all night for this one thing that I did, bro. I got the card I'm not even going to tell you what I got yet, but it was in the people's category. So I draw a circle, you know, a stick figure, and then a crowd of people below, and then a microphone. I'm getting Beyonce, this and that. Then I draw an American flag in the top right corner. And then I draw...
No, fuck then, everything you're saying right now.
Wait. And then I color in his face to be black. Okay, so y'all know that he's black.
Yo.
And then I draw a gun to his head. Now, tell me who you think that is right now, what I'm telling you right now. Okay, you said Martin Luther King Jr. You were right.
If you didn't guess Martin Luther King, you would have been closer than the answer Martin Luther King. And that little scribble she's talking about, it was a whiteboard. She took it. She pushed it in with all her might, scribbled it. And everybody was like, you gave Martin Luther King blackface? They literally said hashtag MLK blackface all night.
Yo, they were like, they said blackface. I'm like, no, he's black though. No, but you couldn't talk. They were like, okay, he's black. And I'm like, good answer.
The way that she illustrated it was that he got assassinated while giving the I Have a Dream speech.
No, I tried to do the I Have a Dream speech.
Yeah.
But that didn't work. That didn't work. Maybe I should have drew a podium or something. I don't know, but all my ideas came.
Yeah, I would have guessed Barack Obama, to be honest. But you probably would have drew some big ass ears on that motherfucker.
Oh my gosh.
Yo, I remember. So me and Alicia, we clearly like two different teams. Tell me why. I just peeped. It's like in Eagles and Cowboys colors on the tree.
I'm crying.
But I had went to her house wearing all Eagles gear, and she had came to my house wearing all Cowboys gear, and
The difference, bro.
The ridicule that each of us got.
Both of us.
First of all, my mother-in-law literally on multiple occasions tried to rip my hoodie off of me and throw it in the trash.
She was doing too much.
Yeah,
bro.
Your mom sometimes is fucking nuts. Was she drunk?
Bro, no. Sometimes God. I'm just like, Mom, I just need you to chill for like 2 seconds. Like,
your mom is literally
sometimes
like
she's
a child.
Be on a thousand. Exactly.
Like she's Sheldon, but she's.
Like, you called her Sheldon.
Bro, like, Jesus fucking... Bro, I swear. My mother-in-law would literally come up to me, give me this fucking Pennywise-ass smile that she always does. And then she walked up to me. She was like, Christopher, I just want to give you a hug. Come on, you're my son-in-law. I just want to give you a hug. She was like, take it off.
That is really her.
Bro.
Word for word. That
and literally,
is her.
I can't hit back, but I just be sometimes wanting to, yo, Miss Kim, back up.
Yo, my dad was like, yo, punch her in the face.
I really want to, in reality, I said, I can't, Mr. Reg, but inside, I'll be like, yo, combo two-piece leg sweep, what you want me to do? Like, I give her a leg sweep real quick, elbow to the, bro.
Yo, nah. Funny.
Bro, because I'm posting that video I took of me and your mom in the car when I was driving and I hit the brakes. Because, bro, your mom, I understand what you mean when you say she was a nuisance.
When you first started driving?
Jesus, bro.
Yes.
Babe, I literally turned slow on purpose. And she was like, I hit my head against the window. I think I need to go to the hospital. I was like, yo, Miss Kim, you are your daughter's mother. And she was like, what you mean? I was like, Alicia would have said the same thing. No, Alicia be faking.
Oh, I be faking?
Mm.
And she's not. Oh, my goodness.
I just be... Every time, like, I'm talking to your mom, I'm just like, wow. Alicia really had to, like, grow up with this.
I promise you, she wasn't like this all the time. I feel like when we grew up, she got more childish. I don't know why.
Can she wait till Malachi turns to 18 at least? Like, go back to the other Kim.
Oh, my goodness.
Will the other Kim please stand up?
I'm crying, baby.
I'm Kim Shady. Yes, I'm the Kim Shady. It's like that. I'm going to start calling her that, Kim Shady. Because will the real Kim Shady please stand up?
She is ridiculous. I'm not going to lie to you. Yo, and then, so you forgot to tell him. So when we were playing football, on the last play, literally it was like last touchdown wins the game. And of course their team got it because you know my team sucked.
Because I had tipped it and Malachi picked it off.
Yeah, so they threw the ball. Chris caught the winning touchdown and my Uncle Rob had like tried to intercept it. But couldn't, no. And he got no. his... Wait, what happened then?
Last play of the drive. He looked like if you ever seen Boys in the Hood, Doughboy when he was a kid, that's but light skin. That's what the quarterback looked like.
You're funny.
Thank you. He saw me wide open, threw a beamer. That little nigga had an arm because he pew, threw a beamer. I know I have to jump to get it, so I jump. Your Uncle Rob tried to, basically, if we were playing like football, waiting till I catch it so he can tackle me. But the equivalent to that is like the two-hand touch.
Yeah.
So as like I caught it and came down, he tried the two-hand touch, but I was already in the end zone. So that like him like touching me, like the ball popped up. So when it popped up, I had turned around, but he was still on me. Me turning around, hoodie ripped, and I heard it as soon as I turned around. Didn't give a fuck. Caught the touchdown. That's tracking the ball.
So, yeah, when we say hoodie rip, it was the, like, you know where the pockets are. Yeah. That
but I wasn't tripping. Like, yeah, it was, I know it was cool. But my grandma sewed it up because
yeah, grandma, I got the
green thread.
I'm wearing that hoodie side. Yep, he's wearing it now. He wears it every day.
Speaking of our family. Speaking of our family. I sometimes think, like, when we go to my house and your house for whatever, I just think, like, yo, how different our moms are. That is, like, the
funniest. Your mom be cussing you out, bro.
Yeah. I grew up like
she
that,
She be
bro.
Cussing you and out. You know, I be like, ooh.
Nah, because we would be playing. Because, first of all, me and my mom have this, like, relationship where we talk shit to each other. Like, and you know
yeah,
what?
That's same,
That's how we... No, but, like, we actually use curse words.
Yeah.
Because we're from Philly. So, that's how we show our love. And we was playing the game, and I had... I remember, I don't know if you was in the bathroom or not, but my mom, she was, like, up trying to draw the joint. And I was, and nobody got it, and the time was up, and I had walked up, and I was like, yeah, I was like 2 feet from her, like clapping in her face and everything, and she was like, sit your motherfucking ass down. And it was just like, oh, yeah, bro, it's just, that's how we show our love to each other.
It is funny,
but
bro.
But I know she be joking, but no, sometimes she be dead serious. Like, if y'all wasn't there, she probably would've, like, do something at me, bro.
I'm crying. No, for sure. Like, next year, we have to, like,
yeah,
bring them all together. Because this two-house thing, it ain't...
Yeah, bro. We're the only people that leave Thanksgiving to go to another house. Like, who... Seriously. Realistically, who does that?
Seriously. Like, if we're all in the same building, it won't even matter. Now that we think about that, whose house would you think it would realistically be?
We could literally try your house 1 year and my house next year.
Yeah, because it definitely ain't going to be this apartment, I'll tell you that.
Who the
I'll tell you that.
This apartment is for the housewarming?
Exactly.
Malachi had to stand.
Bro, we got people standing. That's when we had the other couch, but still. We got people standing on the sides, touching the by elbows. Like,
literally,
the kids
like,
was like five of them all on the couch.
I was like, bro, our couches was like the Titanic. Women and children only.
Yo. Why does it hurt to laugh, bro? Because I know that was not a workout just by playing football.
It like, probably was. We was out there for a minute.
Why is my stomach hurting in the core? Like, I barely even ran that much. Like,
I don't know. My jaw look key hurt. I was thinking, did we work out?
Like seriously.
Did we sleepwalk and go to the gym?
Two-hand touch game. But, yeah, we're going to have to work that out next year. Cause,
we got to talk to our parents. We're still planning that game. Like, both our families go to the Philly and Eagles and Cowboys game.
That would be a fun game. And now I got my tights and shirt. I just ordered last night, I ordered, it was 30% off. I ordered a tights and shirt little duo. At a Cowboys, because honestly, I feel like the only Cowboys thing I I got that short sleeve shirt, and then I got a tank top of them, but I only got like one hoodie of the Cowboys, and I know I had more growing up, because they gave it to us like every single year for the Christmas. It was hilarious, but we got it all the time, so I must say either grown out of it or something. I don't know where it's at.
I do want to get, stop doing it.
I'm sorry.
I do want to get more Eagles gear, and I do want to get you your jersey. Because I feel like during the off season, like the stuff is cheaper.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's the off season. It's not in hot demand.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, don't that make sense? Like,
yeah, it makes sense. I just know, like, this year, I think it was really, like, Malachi playing football that made me get into knowing how the game works.
And I was there to, like, tell you.
Yeah. And then the Cowboys, and I'm just like, I just got into it more this year. I don't know where I've been for the last 21 years, but this year, football has been a big part of me, you know?
No bullshit. Can you hand me my cup, baby?
Yes. Why I look so far away?
Are you tipsy?
Yeah.
Facts.
So that was yesterday. Anything else you want to add about Thanksgiving?
Let me see. There was something I did want to add. Yes, there is. When me and my dad was the day before Christmas, the day before Thanksgiving, when Alicia was cooking, and I was driving my dad to a couple stores and everything. When he had went into Walgreens, I had went into the cigarette shop next door to grab a couple of wraps. And the dude that had checked me out, let me tell you about this nigga.
Yo, it's the same one. Y'all going 202.
Yep.
I'm crying.
This nigga, my grandma, tell me why I took my grandma to that same cigarette shop, bro. And this dude is complimenting the shit out of her.
Flirting. Like,
flirting hard. Alicia was with me too, but she was in the car. But she was, bro. First of all, you could tell my grandma was flattered, because as soon as she got in the car, she's told Alicia about it.
She was like, oh. I was like, oh, he was flirting with you.
He called her beautiful. He sure was.
He gave her, like, what percent? The manager's discount and everything. The
manager's,
because
he used the manager's number. I don't know if he's the manager, but
he definitely ain't. He like, I'm going to give you a discount.
My grandma ain't even give a fuck. She was like, that's 14. She did the math. She was like, yeah, take the $2 off plus the discount. That's $14 off my cigarettes.
Facts. She said that.
I'm crying. My grandmama is a national treasure, bro.
She sure is. Mm.
You remember when
wait, finish the story.
Oh yeah. That nigga. My fault. That nigga, he was talking the usual shit, Cowboys, Eagles, and he was like, this is how he talked. He was like, nah, but in all seriousness, you. And, like, he reached his hand under the joint because, you know, they got bulletproof shit because niggas. And he was like, shook my hand. He was like, you have a good Christmas, young man. And do one favor for me. Say a prayer for the Cowboys and the Patriots. We need a prayer. We need a prayer. I'm telling them Dak can't do it, but we need a prayer. That boy hurts us good, though. You have a good Thanksgiving. And happy holidays, young man. Thank you. And I'm walking out the store. I was like, you know what? Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. He was like, oh, no problem. You're a good kid. Good kid. You're going to do good things. And tell your grandma I said hi.
Pinky B, he said that. Oh, my God.
No, I ain't telling her that shit.
Yo.
No, he ain't say all shit. He about the good kid and shit. But he was like, yeah, tell your grandma. I'll be looking for her. Or some shit like that. And I was like,
he's really plotting on her. You think your grandma would go out with him?
My grandmom don't leave the house.
She don't leave the house.
My grandmom got her. My grandmom, bro. Let me tell you. My grandmom watches her stories on Peacock. Now you know, she's old, so yes. She don't know how to get streaming service. So I wrote out. She was like, "Yep, Tracy tried to teach me," and every time I'm just like, "Oh, I don't know what he be talking about." I was like, "Grandmom, I'm gonna draw you out a diagram." So step by step on two pieces of paper, I wrote. As soon as she picks up the remote, how to get to Peacock, how to get to her stories and everything.
Oh, my gosh. Bro. Remember on Thanksgiving when she was like, she had just ate. We had just came by. So I'm guessing she had just finished eating. She was like, all right, y'all, I'm going upstairs to watch my TV. She was gone the whole night. Ain't come down until the pie. So she wanted some pie.
She came down, bro. My grandma came down while we playing the game. We causing a lot of ruckus. She came down to see what the fuck all the noise was. She was like, what y'all doing? Pulled up a chair. First of all, my mom pulled up a chair. Like, we thinking grandma's going to stay. Like, we cracking jokes with her and everything. My grandma is sitting there crackling, bro. I'm turning back. I'm like, yeah, grandma, they cheat. And she like, oh, who? They cheat? Bro, my grandma, one of the questions was like, name, if you was going to knock somebody out, name a book you would do it with. And they was naming, like, dictionaries, encyclopedias. Somebody said encyclopedia. My grandma tapped me on the shoulder. I'm like, what's up, grandma? She was like, that's what I would have said, too. She whispered it and then started laughing out loud. So no one knew why she just started laughing, bro. Everybody started looking at her.
I'm crying. Yo. Oh, your grandmama's real funny. Remember, she is an introvert, though. She would stay in that room. Look, she don't care where the party at.
She be like, she go to the doctor. She go to get her hair done, her nails done, go up to see my Aunt Helen, and that's about it, and go outside to smoke.
Don't forget the smoke breaks.
My grandma, bro, when we first got there, there was like 2 cigarettes in her ashtray. By the time we left, there were 7.
I feel like all grandma and everything, they all smoked at a point in time. Because back in that day, it was like...
Back in that day, smoke, it was pregnant literally lady
like,
smoked.
Exactly. It was like as common as it is to know how to drive. People were smoking. Like, no like,
yo, that reminds me. When I was working at Walmart in 2019, I was outside on break with my boy Mike, my boy Leon, and then this, literally, nobody liked this lady who worked in, like, customer service at Walmart. She, like, her name was Kat. She had green hair. She, like, waddled. She didn't walk. And she had, like, a son whose hair was, like, her son looked like the younger version of Michael Myers from the Rob Zombie Halloween movies. Half the audience just laughed. And bro, like, he had to be some type of special, like, when I say special, not even to be disrespectful, because like he like is like 7 and he was throwing like a full-on tantrum one day, and his dad was like, well, what are you doing? We brought you dinner, didn't we? I'm gonna eat this McDonald's by myself. So that's the whole shit right there, bro. She came up to us. She was like, hey, Leon, you got a cigarette? My boy Leon was like, yeah, I got a cigarette. Because before, he was like, oh, fuck, bro. Here comes Kat. She's going to ask me for a fucking cigarette. And she knows I'm a nice guy. So I got to fucking give her one. She knows that, man. Hey, Kat. Yeah, I got a cigarette. And she's, keep in mind, she is 7 months pregnant at this time.
Oh, man.
And she, and I was like, excuse me, Kat, aren't you? She was like, what? Oh, no. I smoke all the time. I smoke with my last kid, and he's fine. And I was like, oh, who's your kid? He was like, oh, there he is right there. Instantly recognized him as the dude who was throwing a tantrum over McDonald's. No. And I was drinking a Mountain Dew, and I spit it out. I swear to God. I was like, oh.
True story.
Bro, I told Sahir that, and we were fucking crackling. I didn't even wait till we got home. I found him while he was checking out people in line and told him.
Yo, that is crazy.
That is, he was like, boop, boop. Bro, I gotta tell you something. Bro, I'm busy. Bro, I whispered in his ear. He was like, bro, you for real? Oh, shit, are you for real? And the customer was like,
trying to get their stuff.
Yeah, because it was like someone who didn't want confrontation. And he had a line.
Ooh, your hands are cold.
My hands are cold, but my heart is warm for you.
Okay, well, put your heart on your hands. our view is immaculate right now, guys.
That's why I kept taking pictures of it.
We got a Christmas tree. We just put up our Christmas tree today. So, you know, it's the day after Thanksgiving. So, if you know, you know, that's when you're allowed to put up your Christmas decorations. So, we got our Christmas tree, our decorations, everything. And we got the fireplace on the TV, you know? We got the sounds crackling, and you know, it's amazing. This is literally my favorite time of the year.
Facts.
I love it so much. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
We sitting here drinking champagne and everything.
Yeah, it's a vibe. But we have these candy canes that are huge decorations that should be outside that my mom wanted to throw away because she didn't use last year. And I was like, I'll find a use for them. And here we are this year.
Yeah, but we live in an apartment, so.
Yeah, so we have them inside. And I found a use for them.
Oh, y'all. Let me tell you about this show called Found. That might be the best show on TV today.
It's a crazy show, y'all.
It's a show about this group of this young group of misfits. It's like, no. It's about this group of people who run an agency who find missing people, and they've all been through some shit, bro. Like, they've all been like either tortured or kidnapped or like their son has been kidnapped, like, bro.
Yeah, there's a reason why they're all on the show, you feel me? So, I'm basically just going to tell y'all what's in the trailer. So, there's no spoilers, basically. So, there's this girl, and she kidnapped her kidnapper, and is holding him in the basement, and she's basically using him to find, the people who have been kidnapped.
Because psychology, if you, like, a kidnapper is going to know how a kidnapper operates.
Yeah, basically.
It's kind of like Prodigal Son a little bit, if you've ever seen that. I got to show you that show. That is, like, it's somewhat like that, but it's, like, his dad is a murderer, and he, like, solves murders. So he teams up with his dad.
Mm.
Yeah. Bro, it's so good, and they fucking canceled it after 2 seasons. On a cliffhanger. On a fucking cliffhanger.
Oh, then I don't want to see if it's on a cliffhanger.
Oh, baby. But then, oh, man.
I'm going to get mad, bro. That's all over again.
Oh, man. All right. Wait, remember we finished Big Bang Theory?
We did finish Big Bang Theory today. Well, I finished it. Chris already saw it, but I finished it.
I never watched the whole series in order.
Oh, you haven't?
No,
you've seen all the
episodes, yeah.
Yeah.
And, yo, the ending?
I liked how it ended.
Kind of pulled on the heartstrings a little bit.
It gave me closure, for sure.
Sheldon grew. But come on.
Sheldon did grow. Give him.
I will give him credit, but why did they have to make him be that much of a dick?
That's just who he is.
But he grew all that time just to resort back to past season one Sheldon? Come on, bro.
No, it's been better.
No, I'm talking about that one moment.
That one moment where he was like,
where he fuck your pregnancy. This is about me, basically.
Oh, he was like, oh, good thing. Like, oh,
yeah. And Leonard was like, are you kidding me? He was like, to hell with you and your Nobel.
I know. But then when he found out, like when he said on stage. So I honestly think Sheldon, he has all these things and he has all these things going through his mind, but he doesn't mean it the way that it comes out. Because obviously he doesn't take in consideration other people's feelings. Or it just, even if he thinks he does, it doesn't come out right. So when he said it on that stage for his speech, I feel like it was the most touching thing he done said those 12 seasons.
I agree.
And I feel like that's like him saying, look, I know I'm crazy. I know I'm like this, this, and that. I'm hard to handle and hard to love. But the fact that y'all are all here, and I didn't even know y'all was going to be here. Like, I love y'all. Mm. Hopefully y'all didn't hear that. If y'all did, it was Chris.
Burn.
But, he just doesn't know what he does.
I mean,
he's not aware of it.
Yeah.
Until someone tells him. You would think he would learn from the last episode, but he doesn't.
That nigga. This is a direct quote from Dr. Sheldon Cooper, PhD. What? You're a slave.
talking to who? The human resource.
Yeah, talking person. To Regina King. Like you. You're a slave. She said, I'm a what?
Yeah.
And then remember he was going to get her roots? Or he got her roots?
Yeah, he did get her that. And bro, he was like talking about the Indian guy. He was like, should I have gotten him something else? Like, he is Indian, right?
Yeah, so
it's like, he doesn't understand. That's why, you know, we can watch Young Sheldon now.
Yeah, we really got to watch Young Sheldon.
Remember that was on the TV yesterday?
Yeah. And like, you, bro, we was playing the game, and I was, after the Cowboys game had went off, because she's the only one that wanted to watch it, and my mom, you was in the bathroom, and my mom was turning the game on. She was like, oh, okay, Tracy, where's the remote? Okay. And I'm like, Mom, don't turn that game on. She was like, shut the fuck up. She was like, what channel is it? And I'm telling you,
I love you, Mom.
My mom will literally, bro, she would rip the TV off the fucking wall and give it to you if she wanted to.
You think we will, when we get married, we'll call our parents Mom and Dad? I mean, your parents are opposite parents.
Your dad already said I can call him Pop.
Yeah. I know your dad always calls me his daughter, so I'm like, I feel like he's just waiting for it. Yeah.
My parents are nuts, but you gotta love them.
Yeah. I'm actually really excited. Oh, you guys, our Save the Dates came in yesterday, or the day before yesterday, and then we gave it to the people who were at Thanksgiving.
And got criticized for it.
Yo, why when I said, I got something to show you guys, Kiana's like, what, you're gonna show us that you're pregnant? And I'm like, How does that go with?
I literally was like, Key,
me showing you something.
Key, she's gonna pull out a positive pregnancy test out her purse.
Like, literally, am I gonna have that on my hand? Like, what?
And that's, yo, she says that every fuck. She even said
it. She said it to Kiara. She was ready.
She was like, every time Alicia says, I got something to show y'all, I'm thinking it's a baby. I'm like, how many times does Alicia say that?
Exactly. She thinks of anything that I have to say.
But you didn't see my mom's face. My mom and Net-Net, like, soon as she said that, my mom was like. And I was like, no, Mom. She was like, oh.
Y'all, just let you know, Chris's face has mouth wide open. Bro. He was looking left and right.
Because, bro, she was like, what?
She really thought that. Honestly, they wouldn't even care that we weren't married yet. They would be like, ready.
I would bet $1 million on that possibility.
Oh, my goodness.
Bro, they literally.
They talk about kids stuff already, and we're not even married yet. They talk about kids stuff already, like.
To the point where it's like, do y'all just want us to have a baby and drop it off? I was like,
that's all they want, basically. That's all they want.
My dad repeatedly said that when we was out.
What?
He was like, oh, soon it's going to be you, me, and my little grandson.
Oh, my goodness.
Bro, I'm like, yes, Father, yes, it will be.
Just make them happy. Yes. Yes, it will. Oh, my goodness. Like, did you tell them we're going to be moving to Georgia?
Oh, yeah, I got to tell them that. They're most likely, like, when didn't your mom say, like, both families, everybody just
moved. Everybody move down south. Everybody move down south. Y'all be fine. Oh, my gosh. Because, oh, yeah, I did my 7-year plan, and that's in there. Gotta send that to Pastor Pope. Y'all, we doing marriage counseling before the wedding, you know. You gotta do that with the officiant, you know. They do that on TV where they just get somebody to do it online. No, that's not right. Get yourself a pastor.
Was that a shot at Leonard and Penny?
I'm just letting you know. They do it on TV a lot where it's like,
oh, another shot. Why they catching strays?
Bro, somewhere? I'm just telling you, for real. They just do it on TV. They're like, you can get it done online and just marry someone. But it's like, you got to go through these meetings, you know?
Yeah.
It teaches you a lot, and it tells you a lot, you know?
But that's how you also know that it's TV. Because remember when, was it Howard and Bernadette that they got married and the whole crew married them?
Yeah. Like,
WTF.
What was that about?
I'm sorry.
And remember the first thing we said, or the first thing Pastor Pope said to us when he was like, why marriages don't work is because they get, like, the officiants don't be officiating, basically. That's what he said.
That's
like,
exactly what he said.
They get their friends to do it. Anybody can do it online. Da 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 da. It's not real no more. So, yeah,
I'm just really loving our Christmas tree right now. It looks so much better than last year. So we gotta replace our star with an angel because
this star looks. This is the only thing on the tree not lighting up.
Yeah, we gotta get an angel.
So we're getting.
But an we angel. Got one on Amazon in our cart, so I'm gonna get that as soon as I can.
I gotta admit, like, this is a vibe. Like, if we had, like, our, like, in the future when we have, like, in our house, like, a podcast studio room that we do this in, mm-hmm. I feel like it would look just like this and we would decorate it for Christmas time, too. But even just minus the Christmas tree year round.
Yeah.
Because it's just cozy. I feel like.
It is cozy, for real.
I'm cool. Like, my brain tricking me into thinking that fireplace on the TV is actually
producing heat. Yep, it's producing heat. Yep. It's a real one, for real.
It's a real one.
Wow, we're really about to be married, like, in less than a year.
Holy shit.
Well, we got 8 months or 9 months.
What? Wait a minute. That's not a long time.
It's not. Wow. It's crazy. Because before you think about it, I'll be graduating, and then 2 months later, we'll be married. Or we'll be getting married. And it's like...
2 years after that, we have Juju.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, about that, don't forget to send your 7-year plan. I'm probably going to send it to him tonight.
Okay.
I know it's late, but I finished it. I just got to send it to him. But, yeah. Life's been good. I really did enjoy this Thanksgiving holiday.
Same.
What time are we at?
51.
Oh wow, we've been talking a long time.
Laugh out loud.
A long time. I can't stand those blinds and how they broke like that.
That's Ivy Hall.
I know. Just get some on hers.
Oh, we got hot chocolate, yo.
We do got hot chocolate. We're going to drink that and watch. What are we going to watch? Oh, wait, y'all. Tuesday. What do we watch, baby?
Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
Oh, look at you knowing the full title.
Shut up.
I'm just saying. My mom was mad when I told her about it and I didn't invite her. Mind you, I meant to invite her because, like, I know she likes the Hunger Games. But, no, for real, I meant to invite her, but the time just kept on pushing back that I was like, I know, like, she wouldn't even want to go out. So, when I told her about it, she was like, it just would have been nice to get an invite. And I'm like,
Was she serious, or was she, like, joking?
She was serious, but, like, she wasn't mad, but she was serious, you know? And I'm like, you're right, because I know we both like Hunger Games and everything. So... Like, I'll watch it again with you for sure. Like, it was that good. I'll watch it again with you on a Tuesday, though. And if you paying. No, but for real.
You're fine.
But, nah, it was such a good movie. It was so good. I feel like it showed you before the... All everything happened and showed you President Snow and his chaotic self and how he turned into the person that he was in those movies. And it's just so crazy to think that I don't even think he ever was good. I think he's always been an evil soul.
Spoiler alert.
Well, they know President Snow. So just know, y'all. Y'all gotta go see that movie. It's out now. It's like, it's crazy. And it's good. But yeah, we saw that Tuesday, $5 Tuesdays. And it's really like $5.75 now. But,
Facts, bro. What the fuck? Like, what the fuck is that?
And then there's like a $2 online fee.
Jesus Christ.
But it was a good movie. It was such a good movie. I loved it.
Yeah, do you want me to... Still make burgers or no?
Oh, yeah. What time is it? It's 8:40. Excuse me.
Unless you want to eat leftovers.
It's 8:43. Well, then what you going to eat?
I'm going to eat the rolls with butter and jelly.
That's not dinner, baby.
Then I'll eat some noodles, too.
It depends on if you feel like cooking or not. Do you feel like cooking?
Well... I could.
I could.
Then again, I couldn't.
You're funny, babe. I gotta wash my hair on Sunday. Or one of these days. I can't do it Saturday. Y'all, we doing another Thanksgiving tomorrow. That's the crazy part. Oh, at my pop-up's...
friend's house?
Yes, my pop-up's friend's house. We're doing another Thanksgiving, Friendsgiving, whatever you want to call it. And I gotta make stuff and I gotta do that tomorrow morning, I guess. I gotta wake up early tomorrow. Do that. Yeah. Oh. Cause what time did we say I gotta.
Why don't we just bring a cake?
We don't have cake.
I'll buy a cake.
Oh, jeez Louise.
Babe, I literally just want to sleep with you, bro. Like,
Wake up at, bro, you woke me up this morning at, like, you woke up at, like, 7. And I'm like, what's going on? How are you up?
I don't know, babe. But you know what? I still laid back down with you. And you know what you did?
You went right back to sleep?
No, yeah, no facts, I did.
It was probably 8 something. But still.
Facts.
I was ready to sleep in. I'm like, look, I don't got no reason to get up. I don't got no reason to wake put my eyes open.
No bullshit. We ain't leave, other than going to the liquor store, we ain't leave the crib all day.
Yeah. I don't know what you were singing, baby.
I was singing that song. Let's fuck, get drunk, take a drink.
What you doing singing Summer Walker?
Is that Summer Walker?
Yes.
I used to think her name was Skinwalker.
I don't know why.
Get it? Because it's a joke. That's Summer Walker. So, our second child.
I don't know. Because I saw those names in there. And I saw you change it to something, whatever.
Oh, yeah. What did I change it? I think. And you're probably going to be mad. But you know what? I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I saw that you changed it. Y'all, we got a notes full of our children's names. We're going to have 5, right? And he changed one of them. What is it?
Oh, let me see. Where is it? Oh, Kanan.
Yeah, he changed it to Kanan.
No, it's been Kanan, but I've changed his middle name.
To what?
LaShawn.
LaShawn? Who is LaShawn? And why?
Why are you laughing?
Because... We got innocent 3 minutes. Eagles player? Jeez Louise, punk and squeeze. What if he's a Cowboys fan? He gonna be like, Dad, why did you name me this?
Because, son, I didn't know you would fall to the dark side.
Wait, let me see your phone real quick. Because I saw one name for the girls and I was like, no, that needs to change.
Which one?
The one that says...
I mean, we can... If we extend
it. Azariah Ahsoka. We don't have to change
it. You want
to
extend it? Make the part 2 about this? It don't got to be as long.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
Real quick. Azariah Ahsoka. Yeah, we can change that. Sky Mac. What the fuck? Now, who is going to be named that?
Yo. I can't see her coming home and stabbing her book bag. Ahsoka. Like, they fucking did it again, Mom. I fucking did.
Yeah, so I feel like if we take Ahsoka out and just name her cat Ahsoka.
Your cat? Cool.
Our cat Ahsoka. Your cat? That'll be fine.
So, Azariah.
Azariah. Sky Mac.
Azariah.
It's a name in the Bible. You're going to like it. You're going to love it. All right, then we got Kanan LaShawn. I don't know about that. Jasmine J, that's fine. Evan Allen.
All right, I'll change the LaShawn. What about...
Wait, we really got to put McNair because Mac is not their real last name.
It will be.
I'm
going to
need you to know that. Because I'm over here trying to say, I'm like, wait, that's not even their real name. Yeah. Azariah. Ezra Sky.
It's about to end, baby.
Okay.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Connecting with Your Higher Self, Thanksgiving Edition. I'm Chris.
I'm Alicia.
And we're going to continue to argue about our kids' names, so stay tuned for that conversation.
Wait, are we doing another one?
No.
I gotta pick.
Well, if, no, not now.
Okay. All right. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye-bye.